You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
As we wind our way through the WNBA draft preview capsules of some of the top prospects coming out of college this year, one person that had a really amazing transformation this year from being a complimentary to a real starring role was Jeanette Poland of Stanford. And perhaps nobody knows the Stanford players better than Roz Gold-Dunwoody, who was a former teammate of these seniors and now works with ESPN. Roz, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to help.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Roz, let's talk about Jeanette. What a transformation this year from just being, you know, a solid complimentary player that you did have to worry about to a person that you really, really had to keep your eye on 100% of the time.
Yeah, you know, the real transformation for Jeanette Poland this year is in her visibility. I mean, having played with her, I've felt that Jeanette Poland has been capable of performances that she's had this year. And, you know, she's always had the same kind of work ethic year after year after year. And finally, it just all came together in her senior year. And I'd say the biggest key to that is confidence. You know, she's played every position. She's even played a few minutes her freshman year as a forward for Tara Vanderveer, then snuck in, then worked hard, and there was need for her at the point guard position eventually. She jumped in there. She's a natural two, and she's also played some point guard in high school. And now, you know, it's very tough to play point guard under Tara Vanderveer. She's a very demanding coach in that she doesn't like mistakes or bad shots. You can't make a whole lot of mistakes, so you have to be good within a system. And for Jeanette to do that, she really paid attention. She watched extra video. She worked on her ball handling, her shooting. And now this year, she adds confidence, and she's having the performances that you've seen.
And she really seems to have a serious impact. And just in the entire flow, when she starts hitting those three-pointers, you know, just looking in the NCAA tournament, when she struggled, they struggled. And then when she turned it on, they just took over and blew away Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah. By far, this Stanford team goes as far as Jeanette Poland takes it. That's the difference. For about 4 years now, Stanford's been really good inside. They've had amazing big players. Nothing's new there. But the difference is Stanford's never had a point guard to take them all the way. Even when Candace Wiggins was here, as great as she wasn't a point guard. And I feel like great championship teams have point guards who lead them there. This year, Jeanette Poland has shouldered the responsibility of breaking presses when Stanford was once a team that people said, just press them, they can't win that way. Now Jeanette Poland breaks presses with ease. She handles ball pressure. She runs their offense. She is the motor that makes this team go in transition. She has an incredibly strong arm. She can pass the ball from end line to end line with just one step, one dribble. She's really shooting the three well in the sense that she can get really hot. You really must find her. You can't let her shoot open shots. And she's finishing better, and I think where she's improved the most is her ability to hit a mid-range pull-up, something she's worked for years on, and now she's showing she has versatility throughout all levels, all depths of the game, not to mention the fact that Jeanette Poland's a big guard. She's 6 foot, but beyond that, she's super strong. Like, she's very strong. So, you know, she can really change a shot just with her body or can take contact and finish.
Do you think she has the quickness to defend some of the guards in the WNBA? Now, you know, when I talked to her, she kind of chuckled when I said the ongoing joke is the speed of the Stanford guard. And then we talked about the way that she beat Xavier down the court in 4 seconds.
I'm like, really? Are we still talking about Stanford speed at this point?
But,
she got down the court in 4.4 seconds in defense and got down there. You know, I think people will be very surprised at just how fast Jeanette Poland is. I think that certainly Stanford might have some disadvantages guarding perimeter and, you know, playing defense. But I think Jeanette is one of those exceptions for the Stanford perimeter. I think she's very fast. In fact, one of the things that she's had to work most with Tara Vanderveer and Tay Tay, who works with the guards for Stanford, is slowing down, learning to pick her moments, to change speeds, which is really what differentiates good guards from great guards. Or actually, it's better said the other way, great guards from good guards. And, you know, I think if she has liabilities guarding defensively against small, quicker guards, not even smaller, but quicker guards, the one thing I've found about defense is a lot of it, especially from at the professional level, having spoken to pros who have played and have given us, you know, just feedback on what it's like, defense is so much more strategy. It's so much more following your rules, effort, forcing people to go one way, limiting the options of the offensive player, and then kind of knowing what your strengths and weaknesses are. And Jeanette's a very smart player. She's pretty physically gifted, and she works hard at it. So I think she'll be fine. And what she lacks defensively to play against those faster guards, she'll make up for in understanding of her ability on defense.
Do you think she translates to the pros best as a one or a two?
I think that her best opportunities are at the point guard spot. Twos are always a dime a dozen, and there are people who can score really well on the professional level and have been doing it for a while, too. You know, some of these WNBA players are, like, legit vets. So I think Jeanette's best opportunity would be at the point guard position, especially because she does sometimes, you know, I think Jeanette also can get hot and cold. So I think you know, she needs to just work on consistently being a scoring presence. And, you know, I think she can do that best from the point guard position.